Okay, after you listen to this episode of OMFG, you've got to check out our very first episode of OMFG Investigates. Gender fluidity. Maybe you've heard of it before, but do you really know what it means? Emily and I found out on our brand new Howl series, OMFG Investigates. It's the first episode, guys, and it's called Do Millennials Hate Being Straight? We learned about every shade of the LGBTQIA rainbow, and we even went to a pansexual party, like, for real. Listen today on Howl Premium, and don't forget, you get one free month if you go to howl.fm and sign up with the code OMFG.
I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Refiel.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless. List too. Hi.
Hello. Happy New Year, friend.
Happy New Year to you. Do you feel anew?
2016. Ripe and ready. Just a beautiful, beautiful year staring us right in the face.
Did you do what you wanted to do last year?
Amen. It was a beautiful year. Got you did? Married.
Married.
You got married.
Married.
That was really it.
Yeah, that was it for me too.
Those are the highlights.
We had a nice podcast.
Oh, God, did we have a great podcast. Started in 2014. Yeah, no regrets in that year either.
It was a talent, so I like to push it as a 2015.
Today we have Naomi Villa joining us.
We sure do. She is an improviser of the comedy.
I've heard of it.
She, you know what? She didn't go to college, guys. It's not for everyone.
Don't have to?
Yeah, she said, apparently, this is her youthy thing that she does, one of the youthier things that this youth of 23 years does. She goes to brunch to make friends.
Okay, so she's getting up in the morning, going out to breakfast to make friends?
Apparently.
Oh, that's going to be unpacked.
I think it would need to be. And apparently she can teach us how to, have you been on Tumblr?
Oh, good Lord. They keep harassing me because I have a page that I don't think I've ever done anything with.
What about our page?
Oh, no, I've never been on our page.
Okay. So I've had Tumblr before
us. You've tumbled.
I've tried. But here's the thing. Like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I don't
know. It's not like, you know how like Twitter is a feed?
Right.
Well,
is Tumblr a feed?
Well, it is, but I don't know how you find the people, and I don't know what I'm looking for. Remember, like, we've had guests who have talked about, you know, coming out and learning in our special we did for Howl. That's how Tyler found their way to becoming an agender person of color. And, you know, like,
was on Tumblr.
Was That's via absolutely. Tumblr. Yeah. And it's like, if I was an agender person of color, I wouldn't know the first step.
You wouldn't tumble.
I wouldn't know how to get to my people. And that's where they learn sort of the way. So I don't know how to navigate it. We might pull up a Tumblr page and, you know, maybe she can just walk us through.
You're
some
right.
Of it.
I mean, it's funny. It's one of those things that I feel like, you know, it's definitely used by younger people. And I think once it came out, I was like, gosh, this is just like another thing I have to do. And it's been around for so long now that I feel like I've just had my fingers in my ears waiting for it to just disappear.
Go away.
You know, like, make it go away. But I think maybe it's here to stay and we should look at it. Let's look it in the face.
Have you ever had a friend be like a person your age say like, oh, this thing I saw on Tumblr?
Yeah. Actually, you know, it's I have. I had to use it for a TV show that I worked on.
Okay.
Because there were a lot of people commenting at our show on Tumblr. So I was like, oh gosh, this is I gotta figure this out. And so then I asked someone younger, I'm like, can you figure this out for me and get me the info. What are people saying? Great, yeah, thank you.
Great, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I know what it, I just rather take it off my plate.
Yeah, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm really busy. I just, no, I it scares me. I don't know why.
Well, here's the thing. We're going to learn.
Well, why don't we make it our New Year's resolution to be better at Tumblr this year?
Great.
Let's start now.
It's a healthy resolution.
Let's bring her in here.
Great. And we are OMFG at OMFG Pod. Booyah. In case you forgot who you were listening to.
And we're at OMFG Pod on Tumblr. Check us out.
Are we? Yeah, I think we are.
Okay. OMFG! Naomi.
Hi.
Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being had.
I had a friend growing up when I was very little named Naomi. And is it Naomi or Naomi?
Naomi.
Naomi.
Huh? Okay, that's... There's a difference?
Mm-hmm. Naomi has an I sound instead of the A sound. But spelled Naomi Campbell, I think, is Naomi. And that's like, she's kind of like taken over that name. So that's how everyone says it.
Same spelling.
Yeah.
So I had a friend named Naomi, and my brother spit raspberries into her hair.
Okay.
And she was never allowed to come over ever again.
It's her fault?
No, her mom was like, I'm not bringing my daughter over here because there is a hooligan running around your house spitting fruit at my daughter, which
was
true.
Doesn't seem like that's your brother's game, like, in general, or do I not know him?
Okay, my brother is an avid listener, so Jesse, please, I'm sorry, but here's the truth.
Is it earmuffs or
no? I mean, it's just the truth, and he knows this. He was a total nightmare when we were growing. He was just an a-hole, just a spit fruit in the hair of my friend's a-hole. And And to this day, I am not friends with Naomi.
Now, could we not pick them out of her hair and like get her more presentable by the time
she was crying?
Oh, that's like Dale Fessler. He was my friend Heidi Fessler's like older brother, and
you were scared of him, right?
Oh, terrified.
Yeah, that's what my friends were of my brother.
Yeah,
he would like dunk my head in the snow and keep it there for a long time.
So mean.
He was just rough, you know?
Yeah.
Just rough around the edges, but...
I was scared of all older brothers and, like, all men as a child, except for my dad.
Yeah.
It was bad. Not great, but, yeah.
Did they give you reason to be?
No, I think it was just, like, intimidating. Like, I was just intimidated by them.
Because we'll cut them if they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're into, like, hurting the people who've hurt our, guests.
Who we've known for 10 minutes or less.
We're like, what happened? Uh-huh. Can I get some numbers?
I went over to a friend's, a male friend's house in like first grade, and his brother was there, who was a few years older than us, and we were left in the room alone, and I hid in the closet because I was so afraid. It's so weird.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you.
I don't either. He probably deserved it. I would trust those instincts.
They're jerks. They're little jerks.
Okay, so we learned quite a while ago, but it's still like boggling my mind. The concept of when people write on Instagram underneath like a picture, they'll write mom or dad.
What is that?
Like, it's weird. It's like there's this Drake video, you know, the Hotline Bling video or whatever. Like, you would look underneath it and be like, dad, dad, dad.
Oh, they're posting a picture of Drake.
No, they're under like a post of, yeah, sure. Or they're on Drake's feed.
Oh.
Or they could just be, like, posting a pic.
Or, like, Beyonce.
Yeah, yes. She'd be mom. Yes.
She's mom.
Yes.
So what's up?
I've never done that, but I do get it. It's, like, they just feel, like, a maternal or paternal thing towards those people for no real reason.
Yeah.
Did they not get loved by their mother and father?
It's possible.
That's so sad.
Is that it?
Because I'm not sure Drake would be the right dad replacement.
Mm-mm.
I'm not sure he wouldn't either. I mean, he seems like a lovely man.
Yeah, I feel like I'm actually more comfortable with him being a dad than a lot of other Yahoos.
Well, that's absolutely true.
I love
However, he's really
young.
You
do?
Yeah.
I do too.
Why?
Oh, did you want to hear my ringtone?
Again, yeah. This isn't the first time, but it's delightful. And I've thought, can I get it too? Would you be comfortable if I got it?
I would be delighted to share a ring.
Oh my God, I cannot wait. Oh, is it the song?
Wait, how do I
better than?
How do I?
Do you want me to call you?
Did you guys see the video of him dancing to Law and Order theme song?
No,
it's great.
That's really good. Here we go. Is it up?
That'd be great if it wasn't. It's just buzzing.
Oh, wow. That is amazing.
It's so good. Sorry,
my
Mr.
phone's always on vibrate, but I want to change that.
Isn't
so that's
that really good?
We're bringing ringtones back.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So anyway, sorry, back to Dad. Drake the Dad.
And I know this is like, we've already covered this, but it still weirds me out. And I feel there's a deficit in the love that's occurred for the children. And I'm just like, is that
we're
it?
We're concerned about the youths.
It's or, also, I feel like people who are younger and in high school and like angry at their parents currently. So here's like some like fun parents they could have.
Yeah.
Not sure. But that's my guess.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Right, because I don't think there was ever a moment where I was like, Michael Jackson, Dad.
Well,
no.
No doubt.
No doubt. But I can't even think of like a good example. George Michael.
Also, I don't feel qualified.
Drake's dad, you guys, has an Instagram.
Oh, really?
Didn't know
following
that.
It for a bit. And
what's his name?
Oh, I don't remember.
Well, we'll have to figure it out at the break.
Yeah.
Because we'll need that.
I followed it for a while and then I unfollowed because it's a little sad.
Why?
It's like pictures of him with like very young women, like trying to like kind of like grab one of those coattails and like.
Oh boy.
It's a little weird.
Oh, Dad.
Is he an artist of sorts or?
You'd be shocked to see what he looks like too. It's very fun.
Is he white?
No.
His mom, he's got a little Jewish white mom. She's
real adorable.
Short.
Yeah.
Real short.
Yeah. What's dad doing?
He's got this real thick mustache and always has like these fun do-rags.
Great. I can't wait.
A what rag?
Do-rag? That's what it's called, right?
I just wanted you to say it again.
Why?
Do-rag.
I always feel like it's so silly.
I haven't like said that phrase since middle school.
I thought it was a dude rag.
Ooh.
By the way, I was like, is she saying it wrong or am I saying it wrong in my head? I've always thought it was a dude rag.
I think it's a do-rag.
Yeah.
The first time I heard that word, my mom said it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like it seems old-timey.
How did she say it?
Some kid in my class in like second grade was like putting a paper towel on his head, and he's like, "Look!" And she's like, "Oh, it looks like a do-rag.
Looks like a do-rag."
Oh, you know, there's a Drake lipstick. Speaking of Drake,
go on.
And do-rags. Tom Ford came out with a Drake-inspired lipstick. But here's my question.
Yeah, does it make sense?
Why? I mean, does Drake wear lipstick?
Nope. Not to the best of my knowledge. I feel like I've just come around to him. We've only heard people loving the hell out of him. I never cared until Hotline Bling. And I know that was a little bit ago, but like, I see the light.
He's amazing.
Why?
He's great.
Why? I'll tell you what I experienced,
but please.
I'd love to hear why for you.
I've liked him for a while, like since like the beginning I liked him. I saw him in concert.
Oh.
Put on
a nice show?
He put on a good show. It was Chris Brown. Chris Brown was headlining, which I was kind of upset about.
Yeah.
But it's like, I do want to see Drake, but I don't want to see the other half of this.
Well, he's a great performer, though, Chris Brown.
He did lots of weird sexual stuff with women on stage, as they all do. But Drake does brings like old women on stage
when
or like
you say
little
old.
Kids. Like 60, 70-year-old woman.
View.com. View.com.
And maybe I'm not identifying her right, and you'll watch the video someday, and you'll see that she's like a 30-year-old woman, but I don't think so.
Okay.
And he'll serenade them, which I just like.
Delightful.
What? That's amazing.
He's a lover.
And he brought his nieces on stage and sang to them. It's very cute. He's just different than, because I will listen to a lot of rap music.
Yeah.
And he's not afraid to like get sensitive and like
Drizzy
very
tears.
Sad. Yeah. There's a pin. I'm like obsessed with pins recently.
And pins like you pin on your shirt?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought Pinterest for a second. But
no, like
I'm back in the
physical.
Game. Yeah, I'm back.
And there's a Drake pin where he's crying.
Oh, well, you should check out our friend's app that we promoted here on the show called Drizzy Tears.
Mm,
and you just have to stop Drake from crying. You just tap the tears. Yeah. You tap
she
all
loves
the tears.
It. She's loving it. Look, she's she can't downloading wait. It she's today. Downloading it right yeah. now.
You know, amazing. And that is our gift to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's yeah. free, but it's still excited. Our gift to you.
You're welcome.
So what I am like where I – and I hadn't paid attention to Drake. I didn't watch his videos. Then I went back and watched everything. But Hotline Bling, what it did for me – and I watched it on a loop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was so free in terms of like his body movements. And like I felt like that's how you dance when you're home alone mm-hmm. and you put a cute outfit on. And you're feeling so stupid and you've had 3 glasses of wine in the house and you like maybe are making something like to eat mm-hmm. and you're just going for it, yeah. you know, and nobody's watching.
Yeah, that's a very specific example.
But that's how I felt. I was like, he is having fun.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And fun like no one's watching, you know, and it's stupid.
It was a very
people, like,
stupid
made
dance.
Fun of him for it and thought it was like bad.
It's good. It's like that's because they can't be in touch with themselves. It's true that they know that that's how they want to be doing, but they're self-conscious and they're rejecting his freedom.
Agreed.
Although, you know, if someone came to you with the idea for your music video of like, I'm just going to build a box and you're going to be inside this box and thrilled. You're going to have to dance.
Thrilled.
Like, there's not a lot you can do that's going to look fucking jamming.
Mm-hmm. No, you know? He did so good.
No, he did great. I'm just saying, like, when presented with that, I don't know what one is supposed to do.
Right.
He nails it.
Nails it.
It's amazing. It's so enjoyable to watch. Ugh. I could watch it over and over
Me
again.
Me too. And I did. And you did.
Yeah.
So what's up with brunch?
Oh, my God.
Girl.
What up with brunch?
How many
girl?
Days a week are you having brunch?
Like too many days a week. That's where all
There's
my money
only seven.
Is going.
There's only 7 days. How many?
What's Let's happening?
See. This week has been a little bit lighter. I've only gone out to 2.
Oh.
It's weekday brunching? Yeah.
What's an average week look like? A
like,
good week.
Like
a good
like
week.
4 times a week.
Wow.
Wow. And if it's not brunch or coffee, it's ice cream.
Okay. That's the youth talking to us right now.
Could you imagine having ice cream 4 times a week? That sounds like heaven.
I had ice cream twice yesterday.
I had ice cream twice in the year 2015, and I still circle back and think about it and regret it.
Oh, my God.
True. True story.
Hashtag hilarious.
I spent $9 on ice cream yesterday. That's insane.
Where?
Jenny's first.
Oh, on Hillhurst.
Delightful.
Yes, so good. And it was like very in the moment. Like I didn't plan it. We were walking past it.
Just and I let you were living. Yeah. Okay.
And I went in. We had a dog with us. So my boyfriend stayed out with the dog. And I went in by myself and got ice cream by myself.
Did you get one for him or no?
He didn't want one.
Okay.
He doesn't get it. He said the sentence, I don't feel the same about ice cream as the way that you feel.
Right.
Yeah. He's got his own thing.
It's just not.
Yeah.
The 2 times PS were at Jenny's. The 2 times I regret, I remember them vividly, were there because I live on that block.
Yeah. It's expensive.
Yeah. That wasn't the problem, you know, but yes. But they walk you through.
Oh, I know. They hold your hand.
They massage your anal cavity.
Yeah.
And they walk you through these flavors as if they're taking you through, it's a sommelier of ice cream.
I have no time for that. Every time I go in, and I'm like, no, I know what I want. I know what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I have to shut them down at the jump or I'm whisked away. It's terrible.
They want to give a lot. And if you're down for that experience, if you're only going to go a couple times, like, sure. How many times did you go?
Oh, my God. Really? Addy has an ice cream problem, my husband.
Oh, okay.
He will eat ice cream. Every day he looks at me. Want to go for ice cream?
Stop it.
And that's what I say. That's my role in this life. No, I'm not going ice cream again. I cannot live this life that you're living. So sometimes I will join him and have the ice cream, and most of the time I will not. But I'm like, good Lord.
Wow.
How's anyone living with that much ice cream in them? Naomi.
Yeah.
So, Naomi, first of all, I'm resenting this bullshit. Like, I can barely deal with Carrie and Carrie. Those are at least spelt 2 different ways. Naomi and what's the other one?
Naomi.
Oh.
That's her name. Nay.
You're Naomi?
Nay.
Here, I'm gonna change it.
Phonetic? Thank Nay, thank you. I mean, it's exhausting. But talk to us. Okay, so it's either coffee, ice. Can we just deal with brunch for a second?
Oh, yeah.
Like, who is it with the boyf?
Sometimes, like yesterday it was.
And where did you go?
We went to Square One.
Mm. Okay, I haven't been there in a while.
I like it.
French toast? Did you get the French toast?
I didn't.
Is this too LA inside, these names?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, rest of the world.
That's also, like everyone else calls it brunch. I usually say breakfast, but that's like what everyone knows it as is brunch. So that's
but you're having it at what time?
Like sometimes 9:30, sometimes 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock is definitely brunch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so. I think that's the rule.
And do you guys, are you wealthy?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I mean, this is where like a ton of my money goes. And it's
to
very
brunch.
Sad. Yeah.
What are you getting? What is brunch giving to you?
It's like a comfortable way to hang out with someone. You don't have to. I get very uncomfortable bringing people to my house. I don't mind it. Like, there's nothing in it that's weird. It's just like you feel like you're supposed to host, and it's.
You have a dog that poops on the floor.
I don't have a dog. I wish I had a dog. Okay. But if I did, you know.
Okay.
It's just. And they're like looking at my stuff, and I feel self-conscious.
Okay.
Oh.
If I'm very close with someone, it's fine.
Fine.
But like new people, it's hard.
Okay.
And then, so it's like a very comfortable way to get to know someone. And we get food. It's like I don't have to make food. I also hate cooking so much.
Okay.
So it's the best way to eat.
So you're using it as a way to connect with people.
Mm-hmm.
Strange new friends, old friends?
Both.
Okay.
And where are you meeting these brunch buddies?
Mostly through like the improv community.
Okay.
So you have a class, you're like, that girl's cool.
Yeah.
Do you work up the courage to invite her to brunch?
Yes, or vice versa. It's like not just me doing it all the time.
People are doing it?
Yeah.
And they say, let's have brunch.
Or coffee or breakfast.
Okay.
Yeah. Or even dinner.
Anything
sometimes.
Before noon, but maybe dinner.
But dinner is so rare.
Okay.
Dinner's rare.
Dinner's more organic. Like, if you're already hanging out, then we'll go to dinner.
Do you think you're known amongst the improv community as, like, a brunch slut?
Maybe.
Like, they're like, oh, did Naomi invite you to brunch? And they're like, yeah, she's invited me, like, four times. Like, oh, she's invited five of the people.
Wait, I went to brunch with Naomi.
Yeah. Is it, like, sweeping that everyone's, like, either sad they have been invited to brunch or they haven't been invited to brunch?
I don't think anyone's sad they haven't been, but that just might be my self-esteem.
And are you meeting anyone at the brunch spot itself?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Not yet.
Okay. Okay.
Are you like a local anywhere? Do you know the waiters?
Not really.
Okay. So you're not making any friends. You'll do a little better.
So when you decided not to go to college, do you think your parents knew you'd be like, instead of college, you'd be doing brunch?
No.
Where you were like, I don't want to go to college, but I am going to have more brunch than you're comfortable with.
That's where all the money went.
And you're like, this is my tuition that I've saved you is going towards brunch. Why didn't you go to college? That's pretty ballsy.
I started going to a junior college right after high school. And I was like, very quickly, like 2 weeks in, this is not for me. I don't I don't like doing this. I didn't know what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And it was... It felt like my parents don't have like a ton of money. I didn't have any money.
Yeah.
So it felt like a waste of
resources.
It. Yeah.
So how old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay. I'm sorry.
We did it.
Okay. So you're 24.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you've been, how did your family feel when you decided no college?
Fine.
Okay.
Great. I think they were a little bit like, okay, well then now you have to like kind of pay rent because you're living at our house.
Oof.
And I was like, no, thanks. I'll move out and I'll pay rent elsewhere.
Yeah.
But they were fine with it. They've always been very supportive of whatever I want to do, which is a little
blessing
dangerous.
And a curse.
Yeah.
Do you feel your improvisation is going to take you places?
Oh man, this is very revealing. Yes and no. Like the thing itself, no. Like,
what's the thing?
Like, no one, I'm never going to get paid for it. I don't think I'm going to be like, discovered at a show or something okay. like that. But maybe meeting friends, going to brunch with friends, and then like making stuff, like writing stuff together.
So you okay. know your book is called Brunch with Friends, How to Make It in Hollywood.
That's absolutely true. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
It has a really pretty cover with like a French toast and a latte yeah. in the distance. It's kind of blurry.
Pastels.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'd read that.
Yeah.
I would too. I had gone with a friend. Like, we were so stupid. What is that restaurant in Beverly Hills where everyone used to get photographed? And it was
The Ivy.
Yeah. So my friend Retta, who is famous currently, but wasn't famous at the time when we were working together, we were doing a two-woman show. And we were like, see, this is going to be sad because it has happened to her. It has happened every week. But she was like, we were just like, let's get something to eat. And then we were
let's have brunch.
Where should we go? And we decided to go to the Ivy.
Yeah.
So we could live into our fame.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
Let's go there. Let's feel mm-hmm. the feelings. I guess I didn't feel them hard enough or they haven't hit me yet.
They worked for her.
Yeah. Okay. They worked for her. And then, you know, quite shortly after, they were like, would you like to be on Parks and Recreation? And I was like, me too.
She was like, let me think about it.
Yeah. But we did.
Oh,
the Ivy.
Got
we
it.
Spent so we spent $200 on pretty bad food. We had cocktails in there, but like, it was a moment. Like, let's try to make it happen.
But that's what you're supposed to do. That is exactly what you're supposed to do. Well, I'm sorry. I'm reading like one of these like you
books.
Know one of these books
what
right
book?
Now. It's called E Squared.
Okay.
And it's all about you know kind of how your thoughts. Will actually how powerful they are in your life.
Yeah.
And I mean, one of the things is just like, if you want to feel rich, you better have that Ivy brunch. You better have that $200 Ivy
really?
Brunch. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give it to you. You'll
yeah.
read it.
But do you think that that could get someone into big trouble?
No.
Really? Okay. But what if you keep having that Ivy brunch and you have no money left?
I mean, don't be a total dum-dum.
Okay.
Like, you need to protect yourself first. But, like, you're worth the splurge. And
you're
when you put it out there, it comes back.
Okay.
It's just energy. So if you're constantly saying, I'm poor, I have no money, I can't afford brunch, I can't afford this, then you are poor and you have no money and you can't afford it.
Right.
But
right,
if you're
right.
saying, I deserve a $200 Ivy brunch,
you
best be believing you're going to have it. You know?
Well, I'm waiting for that brunch turnaround where...
We're going to brunch again. It's a do-over.
Yeah, I need to do
it. It's a do-over.
Can we do it over, but not at the Ivy because the food is not great. So we'll do somewhere else where the food is great and it feels good.
Well, maybe we should take a recommend from our brunch expert.
I go to Square One a lot.
That's reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you do a table toast? Okay, moving on. I can't stop talking about the French toast there. I don't
know
why.
Well, you know what's interesting, though? Something you had said about brunch a long time ago was like the difference between an L.A. brunch and a New York brunch.
Oh, yeah. Do you know the main differences?
Mm-mm.
Oh, girl, we got to get you to a New York brunch.
Yeah.
It's just a different life there.
Mm-hmm.
Brunch doesn't start until like 2,
oh.
like 1 or 2.
Oh.
That feels like a
Linner.
Yeah.
Girl, you'd be getting your brunch at 2. And you're showing up, you're with your friends. There's not even, it's not like a glance across the table. Are we? No, you're all getting Bloody Marys. It doesn't matter. It's just like, yes, the round.
Yes, go.
Go.
And do
you're
again.
Having a few. Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's your activity for the day.
Right.
Do you have alcohol at your brunches?
Mm-mm.
Never?
I don't drink a lot in general. So that's like, I've never... I think I had one once because I got peer pressured into it, but
well,
it's
now
so
you're
rare.
Making me feel like an alcoholic.
No, I mean, look.
A lot of people do. I'm just like, I am the minority.
Do you deal with anything social?
I don't. Sorry.
No.
Just to take this back 2 seconds. You know what is so nice?
We've been to brunch in New
Treat
York and LA.
Treat yourself.
It all came.
It all.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
How come Retta won it all?
She did.
We treated ourselves. She fucking treated herself.
And
on
I
a goddamn.
Tell you.
What's happening here? I'm mad now.
I can't tell you how often that goes through my head.
It's
just
a great
her saying
phrase.
Treat yourself.
It does.
Whenever I'm treating myself because I'm like, yeah, I'm right. Yes, I do deserve to treat myself. It's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
It's really affected people's lives and I'm not.
I know,
not even
right?
exaggerating.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, guys.
The economy.
I'm feeling angry right now.
The Ivy Brunch didn't work for you.
I mean, look, it's like I have gifts and I have wonderful things. And here we are in a beautiful studio and doing a nice podcast with a very lovely lady, Naomi.
What's that other place? We'll go to Kate Milanana. I'm going to look it up.
Okay, great. Kate Middleton?
No, definitely not.
Okay. She fucking treated herself. We treated ourselves, and she treated herself to a sweet-ass residual check love and life.
Yeah.
With a goddamn catchphrase that is beloved amongst Americans and beyond.
Mantellini.
Mantellini?
Kate Mantellini. It's a fancy brunch spot.
Can't wait. Can we do it?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Done.
This time, I want to win. Okay. Do you deal with the social meds?
Social meds?
Media. Social medias?
Oh, yeah.
Media? Media?
What are you up to?
A lot of Instagram. Instagram's my favorite.
Okay.
It's my favorite to look at because it's all very, like, basic. It's not like a Facebook album that you have to go through an entire thing. Mm-hmm. Or Twitter where it's, like, so much stuff.
Content.
And you can't keep up. I used to go through – this is sad. I would go through – the entire Instagram feed until I like caught up to what I saw last.
Oh, I do that every
time. I'm gonna say you used to. I do it all the time.
Yeah. Okay, good. Oh. I don't do it as much anymore. I try to. I want to, but it's like.
Well, I think it depends how many followers.
I don't have.
Sometimes
that many.
You can't catch up. Right. I don't have that many.
How many followers? How many people are you following?
Like 400.
Yeah. Oh, that's a lot. Yeah. I can't catch up with that.
I love it because every time I refresh, there's something new.
Oh, look at that. It's not, beautiful.
Yeah.
Unlike a brunch menu.
Yeah, which is pretty static.
Yeah.
It's standard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what are you doing on that Instagram? Just looking.
Looking and then posting like probably 4 pictures a week. Like not clogging people's feeds up because no one wants
that. Do you think they appreciate that? Do you think they're aware that you have self-control?
Okay. No. You know what's happening here?
What?
There's a constant holding herself back.
Oh, God. Here she goes. Dr. Foster's in the house. The doctor's in.
Well, it's true. There's been just a couple comments
here. Go ahead. Can you round them up for us?
Yeah. I think that you don't believe that you deserve to post more. And I think, you know what? You do. You do deserve it.
Sometimes I am very, like, I'll post, like, 3 things in 1 hour. I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I went to Disneyland and I gotta get these out, but it's
and then you feel like you've gone crazy.
Yo.
Yeah. She's treating herself to 4 days of brunch a week, plus some ice creams in there.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about that kind.
What are you talking about? Can you get
us clear? The world deserves to see as many Instagram photos as you want to post. Live your life.
But
post them.
What else have, because I don't
know. Don't sit there and go, maybe, oh no, I just posted. Do it. Get it out there.
I did that last night.
Okay.
I posted something and then like, I was like, I can't post anything else. And then like 2 hours later,
posted.
I was like, fine.
But what other example, because I want to know from what we've learned, did you see?
There was something about when you were talking about improvising and you were like.
I'm not going to get seen from improvising and discovered. Okay.
The self-esteem is not great.
Okay.
Yeah, there's been a couple digs at herself already.
Oh, the house. Man. She doesn't want people to see her stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong
with
it.
Oh, and that's the same as Instagram. She doesn't want people to see her stuff.
What is your stuff? You, like, collect weird gnomes or something?
I mean, before we started this, I already talked about how I have holes in my underwear. There's nothing more embarrassing than that. I showed you my stuff. Like, you can literally see my stuff through my underwear.
Emily likes to show all of our guests her holy underwear before we get started.
I'm trying to think of what that is.
What's in your apartment that you feel the shame?
I think it's that all of my true interests and all my true self is there.
Like for instance?
Like,
Beanie Babies.
Like, my DVDs are, like, on display. It's okay. Like, ooh, who's going to judge me for having all 10 seasons of Friends? Like,
not me. I'm going to give you a round of applause.
In hard copy, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
see?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Are you helping this girl self-esteem
I just want to unpack it because it's our job. Yeah. Do we need to take a break?
We do.
Okay. So we'll unpack.
All 10 seasons.
Get
Let's
ready.
Talk about all
We're
going
to have you, if you don't mind, recapping every episode
Great.
Of 10 seasons in 4 words
what
or less.
What a dream.
When we come back.
When we come back. OMFG. Hey, everyone. I want to remind you of a great way you can help support the show and wolfpop.com at the same time, and that is through Amazon. You know Amazon. You love Amazon. And since you hopefully love OMFG too, here's a way that you can love both at the same time. The next time you want to shop at Amazon, don't go to Amazon.com. That is for weirdos. Instead, go to wolfpop.com/Amazon. That'll take you to the same Amazon you know and love, and all the prices will be the great Amazon.com prices you know and love. But we'll get a sweet, sweet kickback. So you don't have to pay an extra dime, but OMFG gets credit from Amazon, and it really adds up and keeps us and the engineers and the microphones turned on and everyone really happy. So remember, go to wolfpop.com/Amazon and bookmark that puppy too, so that every time you need to buy batteries or a Kindle or a television or a cardigan or a last second present for your loved one's birthday, you use our special link and you help us earn cash at the same time. Hooray!
OMFG!
And we're back.
We're back. Naomi.
Naomi.
Yeah. Via. All right.
Via.
So you were going to take us through 10 seasons of Friends.
Yeah.
So why? And when did you purchase all 10 seasons of Friends?
Progressively. Like, not all at once.
Some were Christmas gifts.
No, I bought them all with, like, money I'd saved up as a teen.
Okay.
We used to do chores and we'd get, like, 50 cents for cleaning the sink or whatever.
Were you born in the 70s?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Just sounds like that's the right.
50 cents for
that's the right, like, payment schedule for somebody born in the 70s.
That's how it was. And we did that for a while. Like, each thing was, like, a certain amount. And then my brother wasn't doing anything and was, like, complaining about getting no money. It's like, well, then do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we got rid of the problem. Did you scoop up his chores?
No. I wouldn't go into
it. If you had an entrepreneurial spirit, you would have been like, I'll take your chores and take your money.
But instead, it took you, like, 17 years to buy all of the Friends.
Yeah. So you would take your sweet little fitty senses and, like, march yourself over to Blockbuster. Target.
Yeah.
Okay. And you'd say, okay, here we go. And you try to build that collection.
Yeah.
How many DVDs per season?
Like, 4.
Okay.
It's very big.
Okay.
Like, what I have is large.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the show as a kid and as a teen, and I just, like, it's just an obsession that still is taking over my life.
Why? What do you get from it?
It reminds me of of my childhood and my teenhood, I think, a lot. And there's, like, a lot of jokes that are very upsetting, like very homophobic jokes or whatever, that it's like,
oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Really?
There's a whole episode about, like, Joey and Ross napping together, and there's, like, a lot of, like, gay panic. Like, they can't possibly be, like, sleeping on the same couch.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of that.
Sure. That's just good times.
Yeah.
Just 90s good times.
Yeah.
So you're 23. Mm. I'm going to pretend I can do math right now. I believe the show ran from about, like, 94 to, like, 2004.
Sure did, yeah.
Whoa. Confirmed.
So how old? So you were done pretty – you were young when it was over.
Yeah. The finale happened when I was, like, 13,
Oh, my
right?
God.
Yeah. 12 or 13.
Yeah. And I was just, like, sobbing.
Oh, yeah. God. And so they were your friend. They were your friend.
Yeah.
And who was your best friend of those friends?
Which one were you?
Oh, man. I'm Monica.
Oh, so.
But Ross is my favorite, and no one agrees with me in the whole world.
Why?
Everyone hates Ross.
Why?
What's happened to him in real
David
life?
Schwimmer?
Yeah.
He's, like, directing and doing, like, Broadway,
he's doing,
I guess.
Fine.
Yeah.
I didn't
he's
know.
He's the only one. I don't know.
I
that
don't
you
know
haven't
either.
Seen around town.
I haven't either, but she seems so confident.
He
I know.
He seems to be doing well and, like, just doing small things that he wants to do because he has all of this money for the rest of his life.
I think his whiny voice is what turned people off. Like, he came with, like, a whine.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, threw people because he wasn't, like, manly enough.
Right.
I also heard he was the pooper on set.
Oh.
Yeah. I've heard a few of them were.
Who else?
I heard Lisa Kudrow was.
I betcha.
But then changed as it went on, and now okay. it's cool.
Yeah.
By the way, The Comeback is like one of my favorite shows.
Epic.
So good. Ross is like also very like insecure and sexist and does a lot of like bad stuff, but I think he's like the funniest character, and it's like all goes into this like very pathetic character. All of those things go yeah. together.
Okay.
So it's like the most real character, I think. Like Joey's not a real character. No one knows that right. person. He's too dumb to like be friends with anyone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ross is my favorite.
And then how about Chandler Bing?
Love Chandler.
Yeah. Funny.
Yeah. Funny.
Did you love Rachel? I mean, you're not yes. bringing her up, so I don't know.
I did. I just didn't connect with her as much. Monica okay. is, like, very much so.
Type. Are you a type A?
I don't know what they are. I've heard people reference that.
What
but
type A
yeah.
is?
Yeah.
Anal, very methodic.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think a type A person goes to brunch 4 times a week, though. But maybe they do.
I also love organizing, though. So I like organizing okay. the brunches and like fitting everything in.
Okay,
she's
so you're like, okay.
Good
you're,
boy.
So you're facilitating the brunches and fitting all the, like, let's see if we can get the eggs and the bacon and the biscuits and the drinks.
Yeah, cleaning my house too much.
Okay.
So you know you should be a producer, right?
Emily also likes to tell people what their jobs are when they don't know. It seems yeah. like you have not that much clarity on it at this point, or do we know what we want?
I'm telling you.
I want yeah, to write she told in you. Some capacity.
Okay.
But, like, maybe.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that that's not it's what's in the stars.
It's for you. Always a tough part when you learn your real job that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But just take it.
Hey.
Like, yeah, just it's
you're
don't
be
fight
a fantastic
it.
Producer.
Thank you.
Don't fight it. Just roll with
That's
it.
That's fine.
You know?
It can be very creative,
yeah.
especially if you work in television.
Fine with me.
That's
fine
where you're going to go.
Okay.
I'm
so,
excited for you. Thank you.
So let's play a little game.
I think it's time.
Yeah. We're yeah. going to find out if you're really like a friend. Okay. The role of Chandler Bing was originally offered to John Cryer of 2 and a Half Men. True or false?
I don't know. I feel like that might be true.
Ding, ding, ding.
Final.
Well,
that,
oh.
yeah.
Fine.
It's always good when we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston originally auditioned for the part of Phoebe. She walked out of the audition room, and the casting person called her back and handed her the Rachel sides.
She was offered the role of Monica, right? Or, I mean,
ding, ding, ding.
She auditioned for Monica,
yeah.
and then, yeah.
Correct.
Mm.
That is true. That is false, meaning that is
Yeah.
You got it right.
Okay. Guess how much the Die Hard star, Bruce Willis, got paid for the 2 episodes of Friends?
Oh, I don't want to know. Like,
just get a take a guess.
For both episodes, mm-hmm. $5 million.
Oh,
no,
nothing. What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Look at her face, Emily. This Friends fanatic is like,
I'm blown away.
Oh my,
that.
Blown away. The reason why him and Matthew Perry had a little bet. On the set of 9 yards or the whole 9 yards
oh
or whatever.
God.
And he lost it. And the result was him guest starring.
Fun behind the scenes stuff.
I'm sure legally he still had to get
his
the after
scale
or whatever.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But he wasn't making any. So he made like not much.
Not much. We won't ruin that for the rest of the world.
Yeah,
how little the scale is.
Pennies.
What actress played Rachel's spoiled little sister Jill?
Reese Witherspoon.
Wow, she's good. She knows her shit. The golden frame that sits around the peephole mm-hmm. of the door was originally a mirror, but a crew member knocked into it, and then they just left it.
That sounds right, but I don't know.
What's your answer?
Yes, true.
You're right.
Yeah.
I didn't know, so I had to wait for the confirmation.
Yeah.
When Tom Selleck first appeared on the show, it took so long for the studio audience to stop clapping that they couldn't use any of the footage, so they had to reshoot his entrance scenes later when the audience had left. True or false? Tom Selleck.
I feel like that's...
Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He played Richard.
Oh, just checking.
I would say that's true because it's so specific, but I want to say it's false because that's so, like, I hate that story.
What's your answer?
True.
Girl, you know your shit.
Ding, 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 ding.
Even when things look like they're going one way, your friend's instincts kick in And you know the answer.
Because some of those things I know I've heard before, but then have forgotten completely. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like the frame thing sounds familiar, but that could be like something that I made up.
Yeah.
Well, and it also, I mean, I feel like the next time you go to buy a DVD collection, you might want to check out Magnum P.I. starring one Tom Selleck. And you might know why he's getting all that clapping.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, he's like kind of a sexy mofo.
He's a sexy mofo. I mean, not now.
Not now.
What is he on, Blue Bloods? That's not a sexy look. But Magnum P.I.? Get the fuck out, that sexy.
Yeah, yeah. He was dropping game.
The mustache was a little on fleek. Detroit hat. Come on.
Yeah, yeah, he had it.
Hawaiian
he
shirt.
Had it.
It's good stuff.
No problem. Do you feel like a youth? Do you feel 24?
No.
Okay.
In some ways, I know it's very revealing that I am, but like I was playing solitaire for a good hour before this on my phone. And like it's not. And like I live with a 32-year-old man.
Is that your boyfriend?
Yes.
Ew.
Yeah.
Is that your boyfriend? Yeah. Can we see a pic?
Sometime? A current pic or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to see him as a baby. Like, I'd like to see what he looks like.
Because his contact photo is.
32, huh? He tapping that 23-year-old? Yes. 24-year-old?
Yes.
That dirty little mofo. Let's see what he looks like.
No judgments.
We're going to put a citizen's arrest on him after
Here's
this.
A photo from yesterday.
Oh.
Oh, what do we got here?
Who braids whose hair? That's my question.
I get it.
He's cute.
He's got like a beard and long hair, but like he's working sort of a, what kind of vibe would you say that is?
He's like, he has a very sweet face, but he looks like he's trying to be a tough guy.
Yeah.
Oh, in that photo he is, but he's like trying to be somewhat funny.
Well, he's against a big picture that says boss, so I think he's trying to be funny.
Yeah, but he's trying to be the
he's
boss.
He's cute. Yeah. What does he do?
He works at Trader Joe's currently. He also improvises and like wants to be in comedy somehow.
Do you guys just improvise all day long?
All day long.
Really?
We are on a team together that performs a lot. Yeah.
What's it called?
Boss Junior. That's why the boss. We picked a picture with that. Yeah. I became friends with someone on Tumblr, like very good friends with
what
someone.
What do you mean by that?
Like we, it's
You've
a
made
weird
a
world.
Friendship from Tumblr?
Yeah.
What does that
it
mean?
It happens all the time.
How so?
You'll like the same things and then like write each other. Like sometimes people will get like vulnerable, like I'm having a rough day. And then that like opens the door for people to like connect.
And you're like, brunch, let's go to brunch.
That was pre-brunch days.
Okay.
But then she did a stand-up show in San Francisco, close to where I was living. And I went to go see her because I felt like that was a safe way to meet her in person.
Okay.
And I met him through her.
Okay. And how do you find, like, Tumblr is so confusing to us.
Yeah.
How do you, I've been on it, but, like, I don't have no idea. If I was an agender person of color and I wanted to find my other agender people of color, what would I put in to find them?
See, everything I've done on Tumblr has been very organic. Like it's happened like because I like follow someone and I find other people through that.
Okay.
The searching is weird.
Okay.
It is difficult, I find.
Thank you.
And I'm
for
sure
that.
Some people have it down, but it's not. It's
You're
not
just
intuitive.
Bumping into whatever is coming your way. You're not searching for like, I'm a leprechaun inside, and I need to find the other people who feel like a leprechaun.
I mean, I'm searching that on other things, but
yeah,
not on Tumblr.
Because, okay, so you're not searching, you're not tags?
Not really.
Okay. So you're finding other like-minded folk on there?
What should we do with our Tumblr?
Yeah, because we don't know it.
Like, what are you looking to accomplish?
Nothing.
What
do you know?
We don't know anything.
What does one accomplish?
What I do with mine is I follow a bunch of, like, my friends or, like, I'll follow people that they follow and then I'll weed out the people that, like, mostly, like, nothing against gay porn, but, like, it'll be a lot of gay porn. I'll be like, I don't want to, like, I'm at work and I'll, like, scroll through it for, like, on a break or whatever and it's, like.
Too much.
Yeah. But
what is the best thing you've seen on Tumblr?
I like will reblog. Is that what it is? Reblog.
Okay.
Yeah. Like fun videos of like dogs. A lot of the time, Beyonce has a great Tumblr.
Okay.
I'll find it dog Tumblrs. Like there'll be like a photographer and they take pictures of their dogs,
so
and I'll go
kind
through
of
that for
like
hours.
Instagram, kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah,
but better.
It's more, I think.
Okay.
More, people are being more vulnerable because they're actually talking about their real feelings, whereas Instagram, if you're talking about your real feelings, it's
why
like,
do they want to go on there to talk about feelings?
It feels more private. Not all of your friends are on it. Whereas Instagram, most of the people you know are on it.
That's fair.
Okay, let's read these texts and we'll call it a day.
Okay, I'll be over here. Okay. And you're over there. Okay. We're not going to say who this is with. Okay, well, I know you're a fan of Neve and Max. Well, I don't know if fan is the right word, but you feel me. The pair of doctors who are the stars of Botched are so fucking stupid and funny, they remind me of our fave catfish duo. Highly recommended checking them out.
Okay, will do. How are you?
Sorry, I'm a horrible texter. I'm good. Just started a new job in SF, so I'm super busy and tired all the time. But I'm living in the marina right now. It's cool. How are you?
That's great. Yay. I'm good. I'm living in East Hollywood right now, performing a lot and liking my job. What's your job?
Nice.
I want to see you perform so bad. Hopefully next time in the city of big lights and big dreams. What's your job? I'm an analyst at a digital marketing company. I'm basically managing/optimizing campaigns at a company called MediaMath. But I know nothing. And yet, and it's only been a week. Hee hee.
Sounds like every millennial job we've ever. Oh my God. I guess. Oh, sorry. That's so cool. You're just like Don Draper. Yes. Please come visit. Right now, I'm a personal assistant, nanny, and the kid is the coolest.
Oh my God. I guess I am. Nice. I heart Hollywood. Are you the creator of Poop to Diamond Scale?
Okay. I guess so.
That's hot. Oh, sorry. Thought so. I use it to this day.
I'm glad that podcast lives on through you.
Hashtag poop dust.
What is poop to diamond scale? First of all, you and your friend are very positive.
I haven't seen this person in like 3 years.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't like, I'd be concerned if that was like your best friend that you talk to every day. Like, it's very formal. And a lot of like, we don't know anything about each other.
Yeah.
I know. You don't even like Neve and Max anymore. I mean.
I think those are the people from Catfish. I must have had a lot of conversations with her about this, but I do not remember them to save my life. But I want to.
Yeah. She probably had somebody else in mind.
Maybe that's what happened.
So what's Poop to Diamond?
So I used to host a podcast with my best friend in the Bay Area.
Okay.
And we made a scale of, like, everything was, like, good or bad, and it was in between poop and diamonds.
That's cute. I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And I guess poop dust was a part of it, but I don't remember that part.
Hashtag poop dust.
She's, like, on your shit.
Yeah.
She's a fan of yours.
She's, like, a super fan. It's creepy.
I had no idea.
Shout out, bleep, because we're not going to say her name.
But that was great. Yeah. I think we did it, guys.
Yeah.
Where can people find you?
Oh, my gosh. Naomi S. Via on Instagram.
Great. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the same on Twitter. Ooh, the List app is fun, you guys.
What's that?
I've heard a lot about it.
Well, I don't know anything about this. Give it to me now. Give it to me.
My username on that is Naomi Via.
What is it?
You, like, create lists. You'll be like, these are, like, yesterday I posted, I shouldn't use my thing as an example, but I will.
You should always use your thing as an example.
Songs that Adele should cover.
Yes.
Okay. Like, Who Let the Dogs Out? Bitch Better Have My Money by Rihanna. Like, you'll just, like, make lists. And sometimes they're sincere and it's, like, memories I have of being a kid or, like, favorite movies. It's very fun.
I'm doing it today. Thank you.
Do it.
Yeah. And you could do it for, like, restaurants and things that are actually, you know, you could go and actually do.
Yeah, my favorite brunch spots. And people can, like, find out where I like to go to brunch.
It's the first step to your book.
Yeah.
Is your brunch spots list.
Yeah.
Mazel tov.
Naomi Via.
Thank you. O-M-F-G. Well, you know, I just felt called today. I don't always.
Sometimes, you know what? When you feel called, you answer.
It's just, you know, when there's a little shyness, I really relate to that. Mm-hmm. I'm a shy person. I know you, I mean, you may not know that because I fight that, but I see the shy woman in her.
So you see the shyness in her.
Yeah, and I just, you know, it's like I just want to hug her and tell her she's going to be a fantastic producer and to just go at it full force.
You will be seeing people's jobs. There's like, I think there should be an app for that or like an infomercial. It's like, you're not trying to see everything in somebody, but you can laser focus on what somebody's job should be.
Well, it's just it comes out of their mouth. They're telling you what their job should be.
But, like, they just don't necessarily see it like you do. Like, you latch in and you're like, that's – and they're like, but I'm passionate about, you know, building airplanes. And you're like, no, you're not. What you're passionate about is doing – you know, what you need to be doing.
That's
is like,
the writer.
Yeah.
They all come in thinking they're going to be writers. They're all wrong. Except for the plane engineer. Right. He's the writer.
That's the writer.
No, but I mean, she literally said, I organize brunch.
Right.
No. Who organizes brunch?
Nobody.
That's like, if you are at a table, you know, a group, you have a group dinner, who do you hand the receipt to?
Her.
The producer.
Yeah.
They figure it out.
Yeah.
Everyone leaves happy.
Yeah.
So that's who she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Great. Tumblr, I'm still not, I don't know.
I still don't know.
I might take back our New Year's resolution.
Yeah, take it back. It's not for us. You know, she's going through friends of friends. We have no friends on Tumblr.
No, but listen, tweet at us. Don't Tumblr at us. Tweet at us. If you want to see us on Tumblr, if that's something you're totally missing from us, let us know. Because right now we're sleeping on it.
Because she's following people and then going from there, it's like we could follow each other and then what?
I'm not even on there.
Okay, so I follow myself.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound like it's right yet. But yes, tweet at us and
let us know. Because if this is a place we should be shining our beautiful light, we will. And we just want to thank at Meg Urbani for tweeting at us. And she said, thanks at Jackie Schimmel for introducing me to another podcast at OMFG. Diving in deep going back to 2014.
Thank you, Meg.
I know. That's so sweet.
We love that. And I think she followed up saying she's loving and living in it, which is great.
Bless you. And thank you at Jackie Schimmel.
Oh, always at Jackie Schimmel. The bitch Bible.
Follow. Love. I'm at Frida Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang at Deanna Raphael.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We will see you next Tuesday. Yeah.
No one told you life was gonna be this way. The job's a joke, you broke. Your love life's the old way.
Hop.
Pop.
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 Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.